to end on a bit more of a positive note, my third case is a 60-year-old male who was diagnosed with an EGFR-positive lung cancer. He was diagnosed in June 2019 and enrolled in a clinical trial where he's receiving an oral kinase inhibitor. He's tolerating therapy very well. He's had a good response to treatment. But since April 2020, he has been working 100% remotely. His line of work allows for that remote working, teleworking, telecommuting. And our visits have also been done by telemedicine. Now, one favorable outcome from the COVID-19 pandemic has been the rapid adoption of telemedicine, which has really extended access to many patients. And the NCI and many clinical trial sponsors have been very understanding and very forward-thinking in terms of minimizing risk. Everyone wants the best outcome for our patients. And if we can deliver the same outcome remotely, I think we should. We did labs at outpatient facilities instead of having him come into the hospital. Did his scans at other facilities close to his home. And his medicines were shipped to his address. And so even someone on an experimental trial with a novel agent can remain on that study and receive what I think is the same care remotely. Now, this particular case, and he gave me permission to share his story, he was feeling a bit cooped up, a bit stir-crazy, and decided while the roads were light and while he had the opportunity to do so, he would go on a bit of a road trip. And so he drove himself from Washington, D.C., which is where my hospital is, to Washington State, seeing much of the country that he wasn't able to see before, crossing something off of his list, working remotely through Wi-Fi along the way. We had very regular telemedicine visits, and we can ship drug anywhere in the world. This is a picture from our last telemedicine visit, stunning views, Crater Lake, and really affording him the opportunity to do things in his life that he wouldn't otherwise really be able to do. And so I think that we'll see more of this as we continue to move to remote care. I think to conclude here, patients with lung cancer do seem to be at a higher risk of complications from COVID-19, though we're still evaluating the incoming data. We're all implementing strategies to reduce that risk, decreasing exposures, number of visits, implementing telemedicine. But it's important under no circumstance can we compromise lung cancer care. Delays can be costly, and this, perhaps more than others, is a very unforgiving disease. We really need to individualize decisions and our treatment plans for the best possible outcomes for our patients. Thank you.